Hello.
We had a really early start this morning.
Well, we say really early.
It was really early.
Not
to you. I mean, compared to normal people, I mean, it's not. It was really early.
We had to be here at 8 a.m.
At 8. Which meant we had to wake up at like 10 to 7.
Yep.
Oh no.
Hey, enough. I like my sleep. I need my 11 hours.
6 anyway. But we did go to Costa Coffee to meet
we didn't
John.
Get a coffee.
Other cafes are available.
John Love.
Yep. Dr. John Love.
Had a really good chat.
We did. We told him all about our project idea. Cause he's been away for a bit, so we were filling him in on all of that and what we've done for human practices.
He had some really good suggestions as well, didn't he?
Really good suggestions.
For the module, for the module that we were writing.
Yeah.
Really good suggestions for that.
Even just for like things to do with the kill switches.
Yeah, that's
like
interesting.
When he was saying
science.
We could
see how degraded,
the DNA was. Yeah. Mm. That was cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And human practices before and afters.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, before and after surveys.
That's gonna be hard
when we
to
go
do
to
that.
Schools. Yeah. It's gonna be well. No, it's not gonna be hard because when you go into a school, you give them a.
But is it really? Yeah, I suppose. I just don't know like how accurate that would be. So you're doing like straight after talking to them. Well, of course you're gonna know because you just literally talked to them about it. So I'm just.
It's just sensitive.
Then you've got proof. It's just saying that you know we've gone in and we've talked to schools on synthetic biology.
Maybe if we give people. Oh, I'm going off track here. Anyway,
okay.
So I was gonna say if we give them board game, then after a few months we can. Ask them how the board game helped.
Yeah, because like you were saying, see if they talk to their parents about it.
Yeah,
That's a really good way.
Or maybe ask like questions like that. Have you talked to your parents about it? So questions that aren't so obvious, but give us insight on how the learning actually went,
and also ask the parents whether their children talked about it when they, you know, obviously not just educated their parents, but also just talked about it enthusiastically.
Yeah.
You know, really took it on board.
Yeah. We also got more money off. Off John Love for the board games. We got another.
Did we?
Yeah.
I mean, nice. Yeah.
So like another
you
16.
Said that very informally. So you've. He has to now.
We're holding it.
So we got another 16 copies of the board game. So we'll have like a good 30 or so. So we can hand out to the judges.
Very nice.
Hand out to other professors, teachers, schools. We can go visit that sort of thing.
Just try and get it as far as possible.
Yeah.
So then we went into the lab.
Yeah.
We started transformations yesterday, and they didn't work. But we think it was because we didn't have enough DNA, so the competent cells didn't have enough DNA to take up anyway.
Yeah.
So we've redone it today, and already they look good. So
after a little hiccup this morning.
Yeah, we'll just breeze over that. Breeze over.
Do you want to say what it is?
No.
I want to. So what we did was. We put we thought we were putting DNA into competent cells, but it turned out
did we think them?
But
we did.
That's what we thought we were doing.
That's what we thought we were doing.
But it turned out that we were putting competent cells into competent cells, and
yeah, you know,
see what happens.
Yeah, it's probably not much. But
luckily, when we went back to do it,
yeah, you realised
no one was no one was there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We didn't have to admit. Well, we have just done it on camera, but you know.
Yeah, now everyone knows.
Hello.
And while you guys were doing that, I finished the Judd video, so go on to YouTube and check that one out.
First plug,
yeah. Woohoo!
We then spent quite a lot of the day stressing about how we're going to get a light bright enough to shine on our killer red, killer orange stuff. Which was a nightmare, because we spoke to Dr. Usher from physics, and he was basically saying that amount of light that bright is ridiculous. And so we're trying to find bits and bobs, and then we found something in the lab after hours of looking on the internet trying to figure out how we're going to do it. It's probably going to be okay. We're just going to have to try and see out, mate.
Yeah, because the intensity that they say that they use in the past experiments,
it's ridiculous, isn't it?
1 watt per centimeter squared,
something like that,
which is ridiculous.
Crazy bright.
The light that we have in the lab is a tenth of that.
Mm.
We measured it. We used
a
little.
So bright.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So bright.
So we're having thoughts on whether the other people that did, the past IGN team that used Killer Red, they just fried their cells?
Either that or they just measured the amount of light wrong.
Yeah.
Because if their light was as bright as they say.
Yeah. Maybe we're wrong and they actually didn't manage to get that intensity, but it just seems like...
Seems crazy.
Well,
really
like
high intensity.
You can't expect that to then be used in the real world because...
Yeah, too expensive,
where are you going to get
it?
That light? To
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It'd be too expensive to do. Hopefully it works with our light intensity.
Yeah.
Maybe it does take a bit longer.
It'll probably take a bit longer.
Yeah, but it should be fine.
That's okay.
What happened then?
We had a meeting with Professor Winlove about how to go about modelling. which is really productive. So we basically just made a really simple flowchart of killer red, cell death, and how different concentrations of different stuff influence all that. Mm. And so Joel and Andy and Hannah, who were there, I think felt a lot better about starting that process. So we're going to try and get a few more equations, and then we're going to take them back to him.
Yeah.
He's going to say yes or no.
And Paul James is going to give us his equation that he's already done to like try and sort out what is exactly
the most important factors for protein concentration and production.
Very nice.
So we'll try and incorporate that into our equation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also had the mini prep with the cells we transformed yesterday. So
yeah. So some of them, we had a few colonies.
We did have,
We have transformed those.
We're going to see if they grow.
Four colonies.
Might do.
Yeah, well, it should have worked, it should work.
50% success.
We've redone them anyway.
Yeah, this should be better tomorrow.
So if they don't work tomorrow, we'll do mini prep again tomorrow. That's okay. It's good fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
At least gets us like to grips with all the lab equipment, where everything is, people working there.
We now know where the ampicillin is.
We're all lovely.
Yeah, we know where the ampicillin is.
Yeah,
we definitely won't pipette just competent cells.
There's an antibiotic shelf in the fridge.
Ridiculous.
Freezer.
We won't make that stupid mistake again.
Hopefully.
We'll never do that.
It's a good learning curve,
yeah. Yeah. And
so what happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow? So
tomorrow's Friday.
It is. Forgot about that.
We've got to do
more labs.
Lab in the morning. I think we're Killer Orange arrived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're doing something with that.
Transforming into some cells. Maybe putting onto a vector or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah, we need to put it with all the other parts.
Cool.
And Joel and Andy said that they can pick up the ball game tomorrow, so they'll be able to
Oh, the cards are. Wait, I'm going to grab a card because they look so good.
Where are they? Did someone take them?
I have no idea.
Probably.
Ah, someone took them. Oh, well, they look amazing. We'll show you tomorrow.
Amazing, yeah,
they look really good.
We've got the first 20 printed off.
Yeah. So, yeah. I really want to see the board, how it looks like, properly like blown up as well. It's going to be cool.
We should hopefully have all of the CRISPR stuff sorted for tomorrow, because Paul's going to make sure that the repeat sequence and the tracker RNA sequence are right, in which case we've got all of the spaces, all the targets that we want, so we can just order all that. That should then hopefully be all done. Hopefully then the light thing will work. Oh, we're going to test the light thing tomorrow. We're going to go and try and go down to physics and measure how bright that thing actually is.
The optic cable.
And then hopefully next week we actually start properly.
Also, should have the selective advantage one story tomorrow, so we've got a past iGEM the team member to come in and talk
Bradley.
To us.
Bradley, shout out to Bradley.
Not Barnaby. So hopefully he can, since their project last year was all about toehold switches, which is what we want to use for the selective advantage to stop the second gene from being transcribed. Hopefully he can tell us about how to go about that. And so by the end of the week, the plan is to have all our parts ordered, know exactly what we need for every different experiment, have it all sorted out so we can actually start with all the proper lab stuff next week.
Yeah.
Should be like ideal case scenario.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yay!
And we need to...
It feels like everything's really moving forward. So well, it has been.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
we need to build a box, though, don't we? For the...
No.
For the
no.
lights?
Not if we use that.
That's what we've got legs.
Yeah, but don't we need to like put something to block the light like from the side?
Oh, yeah, we can screen it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends how hot it gets.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Well, through that out.
That's right, that's way easier than buying a ceiling lamp that we were looking at and trying to rig that up.
Like one of these, like, just go nick one off like some football pitch or something, screw up. No, we do not endorse stealing.
It'll be fine.
Definitely not. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's basically
that's it
for today. And what we're going to be up to soon. So, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.